Zero.
Welcome aboard, listeners. Welcome back, everyone, to Skyliner Views. Hope we had a great week. Gabriel, how was your week this week?
That was a lot.
I'm sorry.
You need to bring the energy down.
Sorry, I'm trying to, like, multitask here, so I'm trying to compensate for that.
I don't think they can hear me properly. My week was fantastic.
Okay. Did you do anything vacation-related?
I don't think so. Did we?
I mean, as always, I sent you a few articles that pertain to, like, when we'll be there, but
I didn't read them.
You never do.
Not typically, no.
You're the best, Gab. Vacation updates.
None.
No, yeah, not really. Trying to think here. Oh, they released, we're going during Flower and Garden, so they released the topiaries for Flower and Garden, which I thought was kind of cool. Tiana will be there. Coco is a new one this year. I'm not sure what the other ones were. I don't really remember, but lots of cool topiaries that I'm really excited about this year. I'm really anxious for them to release the food booths and the menus because I'm excited to see what we can try when we're down there. And, yeah, that's all we really got. We got confirmation that we're going to be able to ride Tron for the first time.
The potential.
There is a strong potential for riding Tron. I got my motion sickness patches, so there's less of a chance of me just hurling all over the place when I ride simple roller coasters. Such as Slinky Dog Dash, so that's always fun.
What a weird concept.
Yeah, I wonder
what it's... We discussed this.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like to just, like... I was talking about this with a friend today. Like, I wonder what it's like to just, like, ride your favorite ride.
Do you know how to spell Rubik's?
Did I spell it wrong?
Yeah, very wrong.
Are you sure?
It's an X.
No, it's actually a K. Yeah, like, I just think it's such a weird concept that you can, like, ride your favorite ride and not have to worry about throwing up.
It is. It's fine.
For you.
When did we... Oh, we were playing that Magic Kingdom game, and I said I could ride Cosmic Rewind 10 times in a row.
Yeah.
That's why we talked about it.
I could maybe ride it once. I don't know.
You couldn't. You threw up the one time you rode it.
I can't decide if I want to ride it when we go down because last time I did not have my motion sickness patches that I got. So I haven't decided if I'm going to chance it or not. I really don't. I don't think I want to.
I'm not riding it with you.
You're such a good partner, Gabrielle.
I don't want to be puked on.
I know. So yeah, those are kind of our trip updates. Got like 40 days to go, I checked. Everything's in place. We got a sitter for our dog, finally. That was kind of a hurdle we were jumping.
I got my toiletry bag from Amazon. And that's what I did this week.
You got a water bottle, too.
Oh, I got that today.
Yeah. I got out my lounge fly and kind of sticking things in there that I know I want to take. So, yeah, that's where we are. I considered like, putting together outfits for our trip today, but I didn't. Give it another week and I might.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've been, like, planning at all for this.
It's because you're not in charge of it this time.
I still could, like, pack my outfits and stuff.
Yeah. We've done a little bit of a change on our trip this year. Typically, Gabrielle is, like, in charge of all the finances and how we save up for it and, like, what we do and how we save up for what we do. And this year, I have done that. So Gabrielle doesn't have to stress as much. And I mean, I understand we did it just so I could, like, understand how she feels when we go about planning all this stuff and saving up and stuff like that. So,
and we're not even done yet. Like, you have to make it through the whole trip.
I know. We'll be all right. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no stress. I'm trying to change my hat the right way. There. So, yeah. That's the trip update. News this week. Not too much news. I just got, like, a couple things. The Country Bear Jamboree is closed for a big refurbishment. It is turning into the Country Bear Musical Jamboree, where instead of playing twangy, funky songs that you are all used to, we'll get to our feelings on the Country Bear after this. So instead of the normal songs that everyone's used to, normal characters, this new one will feature a twist on Disney songs in bluegrass or rockabilly. And it will reopen this summer. I believe there's also new animatronics that will be in it as well. Did you ever see the Country Bear Jamboree?
I did not.
I saw it once. I know it's like a fan favorite, so I'm not a big fan of it, though. So
I don't feel it's that big of a fan favorite. Like, Splash Mountain was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Like, I think it just exists.
I'm surprised people didn't, like, handcuff themselves to Splash Mountain with the way they acted.
I put, like, Country Bear Jamboree up there with the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen either of them.
And the Enchanted Tiki Room?
No, I like the music for that one.
Yeah, we got an Enchanted Tiki Room Magic Band Plus this year. Maybe we should actually see it this time.
Yeah, maybe I will.
So yeah, and then I was just kind of like skimming through the news before we started. The only real other newsworthy, what?
I don't know where my magic band is, now that you say that.
That's a problem.
I have 40 days to find it.
Okay. Well, I put mine in the lounge fly if you want to dump yours in there soon.
When I find it.
Yeah, tiny little thing that I was just like reading about that was kind of cool. They released more details about what Tiana's Bayou Adventure will look like, which that is the attraction that's replacing Splash Mountain. And spoilers, skip ahead if you don't want to hear any of this, but when you go through those barn doors and you go up, that will be like you are entering like the offices of Tiana's Foods, because like that's the attraction. So it'll be like you enter the offices of Tiana's Foods. The loading area will pretty much look the same, except the boxes will have Tiana's Foods on them, kind of just like we see outside of the attraction. The animatronics that they're using are not the animatronics from Epcot's Frozen Ever After. Thank you, Jesus, because those are horrendous.
You have big feelings about this.
Yeah, they're always down, and I think they look terrible.
No. Frozen Ever After is probably like in my top 10 favorite rides.
Yeah, it's a good ride. I just not.
Like, I don't have a problem with the animatronics.
The what?
Animatronics.
The animatronics we are getting, though, are from Hong Kong Disney's Frozen Ever After, which look a lot more smooth, a lot more put together, and I'm excited to see them. Other than that, the only other thing I read was that right before you go up to go down the drop, you will see Mama Odie on the left side instead of those vultures, and she'll be surrounded by, like, different colored, like, glass bottles. They've released some videos and some pictures. If you look into Splash Mountain, you can see where they've started hanging the bottles.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's that with news. There's not really much going on. Festival of the Arts is happening. Everyone wants a damn popcorn bucket. That's all I really got. You got anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay. This week, we have decided to start giving you an overview of the Walt Disney World Resorts. We'll tell you everything you need to know about them. That goes from how the rooms are laid out to what you can have for food, pools, stuff like that. So today we are going to review Pop Century. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up a map just so we can kind of reference it. While we're talking, I'm unprepared and I should have done this before we started.
What else is new?
I know. Come on, Google. All right. Come on. I don't know why it's doing this. There we go. All right. So Pop Century Review is Pop Century Review. Pop Century Resort is a value resort. I think it's one of the best value resorts, Gabrielle.
Of the value category, it's my favorite.
Did you know Art of Animation's a value resort?
Sure. That makes sense. It's like right there.
Yeah. It's just the newer of them, so it's like a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Everyone likes to call this like a moderate value resort because it's definitely like a bang for your buck and a little, I don't know, I just think more is offered at Pop Century than like an all-star resort.
I feel like it's just the Skyliner aspect. Like, nothing's really different. They still only have, like, the one food option, and, like, nothing's really different besides you get the Skyliner from Pop Century.
Yeah. Would you like to discuss the room options with the people, Gabrielle?
I would love to. The room options. It's just the different building themes.
Oh.
You can get standard or preferred. Standards would be in the 50s, 80s, and 90s. The preferred are the 60s and 70s, and building 3 in the 50s. I feel like that's jumping ahead. Pop Century's themes for the buildings are the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, so
hence the term Pop Century.
Yeah, it's themed after the most recent decades. Can you imagine? They're
not really the most recent, though.
I was getting ready to say, can you imagine like a 20s and a 10s and then starting on another 20s?
They could almost do like the 50 most recent decades, and like there's enough of those.
Yeah, it makes me feel old.
That's actually false. There's like
30.
They could do 40s, the 2000s, 2010s, 2020. Okay, so I guess they could do three more. Get rid of the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah. So in the 50s section, you can find Lady and the Tramp. There's a bowling theme, vinyl records, a jukebox. It's kind of like purplish, has a lot of like LEDs, you can say. We've stayed in the 50s. I think every time we've gone, we've stayed in the 50s.
I have no recollection. Well, yeah, I remember staying by, I think it was Tramp.
Yeah. Yeah, we stayed by Tramp with your parents, and we stayed by Lady when we went with the boys last year.
Apparently this is the thing that like Ashley just memorizes the exact location of our room every time.
I do. The bowling pin pool is there. It's a smaller pool than the main pool. It's pretty nice. It's pretty low-key. I don't think we've ever swam there, but it's there. You can do your laundry over there as well by the pool. And yeah, we've always gotten a pool view too, which I found kind of cool. And we've always been standard. So I also, whenever we stay somewhere, I always prefer to be on the top level.
Yeah, this is just a hill that like you want to die on, and it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, you're at Disney, so like you're gonna hear the people no matter where you are. Especially when you're, like, at a pool view.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to be on the top level, then more power to you.
Yes.
I don't really feel like it makes a difference.
In the 60s section, you can find Baloo and Mowgli as your big icons on both sides of the buildings. Play-Doh, a yo-yo. I think the yo-yo is the stairwells, if I'm not mistaken. That is also where you can find the main pool. The Hippy Dippy pool. There's a small splash pad back there. That's where Petal's pool bar is. And 60s is also the easiest access to the Skyliner. So, like Gabrielle said, that's going to be your preferred rooms.
Also, that's where the main pool is. It's the busiest. And since it's a value resort, there's not a pool or a slide or anything. So, like, you don't really have to go to the main pool unless you want to go to the pool bar the whole time. Like, you're not missing out if you go to the less busy, smaller pools.
Yeah. When we went to the main pool twice, I think. I don't know why. But then when we did our most recent stay back in July at All Star Music, we just used one of the like side pools, and the kids were happy about it. It was actually pretty accessible too, which we'll hit when we do the All-Stars.
A pool is a pool.
Yeah. 70s, giant Mickey phone, big wheel, and giant football.
Foosball,
I'm sorry.
The foosball is like a full-on giant like field in the middle there.
Yeah, those foosball guys are probably like 7 to 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're pretty big. Also over here, you can find like a Twister game. The playground is
that to say, isn't the playground over there?
Yeah, the playground's in the area. We didn't get to hit it because it was closed for some reason, but we let the boys play Twister and just kind of run amok. Another really cool thing that happened, this just made me think of, it's completely not related to the names of the buildings, but we were walking back into, I believe the lobby, I think it was on our checkout day, and this guy was drawing like water with his broom. He was drawing Mickey with his broom, and I like, started to take a video of it to just post it, and he gave me a broom, was like, well, you try to do it, and was like trying to explain to me how to like make the circles and like put my broom on the ground and like spin around. My Mickey ear looked like shit.
It was bad.
It was so bad. I felt so bad because it was like his.
It looked real good up until she came along.
Yeah. That's all right. But that was just a really cool like cast member experience I had right before we had to leave home. Anyways, 80s and 90s. I don't think I've ever like ventured over to the 80s and 90s.
No, that's what, when we were researching this, I don't think I've seen, yeah, the 80s or 90s.
Yep. So in the 80s, you can find, I'm trying to even figure out.
Roger Rabbit and.
The Walkman, I think.
Yeah. No, you said the Rubik's Cube on here.
Walkman, Roger Rabbit, and the Rubik's Cube. Yep. I don't know. Looks like there's a pool. The computer pool is here because the 80s and 90s kind of create like a box. So the computer pool is kind of in the middle there. Like we said, the hippy dippy pool is not really anything to like write home about. So using that computer pool is fun. And then in the 90s, the big icons are the computer and the cell phone and the Walkman. And there's just like a bunch of 90s catchphrases all over the place. That's kind of like the overview of all these sections at Pop Century. The one thing about the value resorts that differs from the like moderate resort are these big icons. I feel like, I think I've discussed this before, but like the value resorts feel more like Disney resorts, like playful, because you have these big icons and themed pools and like all kinds of stuff like that, like all the paintings on the buildings and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than like the moderates that are just kind of, I don't want to say bland. They're not bland by any means, but they're much more like well-themed than like, I don't know. I'm rambling.
These cheaper ones are more geared towards families with kids, which like makes sense because if you got a lot of kids, you usually can't afford the more expensive hotels, but like, yeah, they just have big, like, characters that your kids are going to recognize. And, like, yeah, the value or the deluxe and, like, anywhere else. Even, like, Caribbean Beach and, like, not even the big ones that you think don't have these characters that you're going to see.
No, they have, like, Caribbean Beach, for an example, they have Sebastian's Bistro, which is kind of, like, named after the Little Mermaid, but there's definitely no like signs that
like your kids are gonna walk up and like see Mickey Mouse or see Lady and the Tramp, and like these things are like 4 stories tall, like they're huge.
Yeah,
and you don't get those at any of the other resorts.
Yeah, they're just a lot more playful than the other resorts, I'd say. So yeah, what,
you have to go through every tab to get back to your first one.
Sorry. Gabby covered standard and preferred rooms. The lobby has, I put home pages. The lobby has homages to all of the decades and different shadow boxes on the walls. Find a shadow box from the 90s that has like the popular artists, some popular.
This is very much for like your old dad or your grandpa or something to look at. Like I don't think I would have looked at any of them.
No, we have just sat in the lobby and waited for something to open, most likely. Or waited for a bus or something like that.
Waited for a Magical Express.
Yeah, so definitely cool to kind of look at if you have the time. like Gabby said, we've never really like taken the time to stop and look at them at all. But it's a very standard value lobby. There's not much theming, like in regards to like tables and chairs. Cause I feel like at like Caribbean Beach, Coronado, you had these lavish chairs and tables and paintings.
They do have like Wilderness Lodge. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot more bigger and like, yeah, there's a lot of seating and stuff. And Pop Century, it's just kind of like a section across from the desk, which with probably like 20 chairs spread out throughout there, or 20 spots to sit.
Yeah. It's like a booth chair that you'd sit in, or like Burger King or something. Cast members in there are so helpful. Definitely use the lobby if you ever have any kind of needs.
Isn't that where, when we were waiting for Magical Express, this might have been All-Star when the cast member came up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that when we come to All-Stars.
We'll hit that one next. Yeah, not much to say about the lobby, really. There are cast members in the lobby. I'm pretty sure it's new. I saw this when we went, and then, I don't know, there's just, like, a random cast member with, like, a cart selling, like, light-up stuff.
That is, like,
it's like a money grab almost. I don't really like it.
It's also kind of strange because the, like, there's a shopping right there.
Yeah.
Like, they could just sell that stuff in the store.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it.
It is, like, the booths you'd see at, like, the fair or something where you can buy the, like, light-up wands and spinny bubbles. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Dining options?
Everything pop. 10 out of 10 banger. No, it's just your food court. Food, you can get cheeseburger, pizza, pasta, chicken tenders. Like, you're not going to have, it's all quick service. You're not going to have any fine dining here. This is good for, like, when you just got back from the parks and you want to sit in your room and eat. Like, or if you are just craving the pasta. Lord, I'll eat that every night. They have a bakery with, like, cupcakes and cookies and muffins for morning. And they have a few signature foods for Pop Century. It's mainly the tie-dye cheesecake. Didn't you get that? I feel like you got that when we went with my parents.
I don't remember. I remember trying it.
I remember trying it when you got it.
Oh, maybe I did.
It's just cheesecake.
Yeah, I don't really think it's anything special. I understand that it's, like, a resort specialty, and you can only get it at Pop, and it's a thing, but
I'm sure, like, kids would like it. I mean, it's tie-dye. It's colorful and fun, but it doesn't taste anything special.
Nope.
And then they have freezers with alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, and you can get, like, fruits and veggie. I don't know. There's probably some kind of veggies. You can get, like, easy, like, gas station kind of things. You could get to take back to your room or to the parks or something.
Yep. Everything Pop, we typically mobile order from Everything Pop because it's much more convenient to just go grab it than to kind of walk around the food court. It, since it is a value resort, the food court tends to be a lot busier than anything else, anywhere else I've really seen. Like, we've walked into food courts at, like, the Riviera. I went into the Wilderness Lodge food court back in December, and there were, like, three people in there. And I was like, what is this?
I kind of feel like it also depends on what time you... Like, when we went to breakfast at Poly, like, we had to wait in line there.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of depends on what time you're there, and, like, yeah, it does tend to be busier. It's very big. Like, I feel like at the Poly, there was, like, maybe 20 tables to sit at.
That's what I was about to say.
There's probably over 100 tables to sit at.
Yeah, lots of room.
I was going to say something. I don't remember what.
Shopping.
Oh, the mobile dining or mobile ordering. I don't know if, how it is now. Last time we went and stayed at Pop, they did not have all the food options in the mobile dining, specifically the pasta that I wanted.
Yeah, I think Molly and Alan hit this on a Mammoth Club episode not too long ago. They were mentioning that, like, you can mobile order, and that's great, but not everything is offered on mobile order.
If, like, I would suggest you go in and, like, order in person the first time to like see what they have. And then if you know you just want like a pizza or chicken tenders, then you can mobile order that. I also don't feel like the wait is ever that long, really. Like, it's very busy, but they also have like numerous like registers open. And yeah, it's not that. I don't think we waited that long anytime we've tried to order food.
Hey, Tim. Remind me, Tim, where you stayed when you went not too long ago. I can't remember where you stayed.
Shopping?
Shopping. Just like dining, is everything pop?
Original.
Yeah. They just keep it all. Yeah, that's my first bullet point, is how original. Tim stayed at All-Star Sports. Tim, we're going to do All-Star Sports in our next segment, so we'll probably need some eyes and ears that were on the ground, because I don't think we've ever stayed at All-Star Sports.
Do we stay at music? Yeah, we stayed at movies with us and music with the boys.
Yeah, I actually refuse to stay at sports. I just, then doesn't strike my fancy. But we'll get there in either next week or the week after.
Shopping. Everything pop.
Everything pop century theme.
I really hate how it is set up.
Yeah, it's not great.
You have to, well, like, you have to walk through the shopping area to get to the dining, and, like, that just annoys me.
I also don't like that you have to buy your, like, you have to pick up your resort mug in there before you go to the food court. I don't like that. You can find your Pop Century ornaments, Pop Century shirts, hats, cups, mugs.
You can get a lot there. You're not, it's not really going to have, like, park, like, merchandise. I don't know. Oh, I guess you have standard. It's not going to have, like, really niche things. But, like, we usually get our ornament there, or, like, yeah, just the part or the resort-specific things. That's where you're going to find them.
Yeah, you can find, like, pins, hats, shirts, Crocs. There's a candy section, stuff like that you can get at any park. It's not park specific. It's not, I mean, the only really like character specific things are like the really popular characters like Stitch, Minnie Mouse, maybe Baymax.
This guy called Mickey.
Yeah.
You can probably find some Mickey things.
They also have Skyliner merch there because it is on the Skyliner line. Outside of that, there's like a very small section in the back that has like normal household items that you might have forgot to bring on your vacation, like
crazy expensive prices.
Absolutely.
You could probably like
Uber it.
Yeah, Uber it for cheaper.
Order it from Amazon. Things like Tylenol, diapers, lotion, toothpaste, toothbrush.
I think I got chapstick there.
Yeah, sunscreen. Things like that. If you forgot it at home, they got your back. They also have a freezer section over there, just the same as the one in the food court, where you can get kind of, I think they sell like Hot Pockets and things like that in them.
Yeah, it's very much like gas station vibes. Like, if you could get it at a gas station, you can probably get it here.
Correct. And then they keep like a liquor cabinet behind the cashier desk. The word is just escaping me right now.
Register?
The register.
I don't recall this.
Yeah, where you can find, like, bourbon, wine, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's everything pop. It's kind of like a one-stop shop. Like Gabrielle said, you have to walk through it to get to the food court, which can be annoying, but you get over it. Next up, pools.
We already talked about those.
We did kind of hit the pools.
Yeah, the main one's the Hippy Dippy Pool, and that's also where you're going to find the pool bar. Petals pool bar?
We didn't talk about Petals in our dining option. Should we hit Petals real fast?
Trying to talk about Petals.
Sorry.
It's just a pool bar. I don't think you can get any food there. Maybe like a pretzel or something.
I'm going to look.
But yeah, you can get your whatever.
Pina colada.
Yeah, I get the pina colada. I did. I went through a pina colada phase, and it's like when you have a favorite animal and everyone only buys you that animal. Now every time I go to Disney, Ashley thinks I have to have a pina colada.
Do you want to get a pina colada when we go?
I haven't had one in, like, years.
I know, you haven't.
But, yeah, you can get your fruity drinks and your alcohol and anything you want to go sit at the bar and drink.
They do have food. Very limited. There's a Greek salad, ham and cheddar sandwich, turkey and provolone sandwich, assorted chips, and a soft pretzel with cheese. They do have Mickey premium bars, ice cream bars, and a frozen strawberry bar.
Yeah. And then you have your specialty drinks. I'm not reading all those drinks.
So I was just letting you reference. Like, they have a margarita, a pineapple mule. Oh my gosh, they have a pina colada.
Crazy.
For the low, low price of $16.
That's crazy. When we went with my parents, we probably, between my mom and I, dropped like $100
on pina colada. I forgot about that. Gabby's mom would bring back like two for herself.
They were good at the time. I think that's probably why I don't want them anymore.
Probably, yeah. All the pools, back to the pools, all the pools are heated. So even if you go in like December, January, I know it was like 40 degrees last week down in Orlando. My technicians were complaining to me. Pools are still heated, so you can always have a swim. Lifeguards are always on duty. If they're not on duty, the pool's not open. Simple as that. They do offer life jackets. And typically, like we said, around these pools, you can find a washer and dryer.
That's correct. They also have towels. You don't have to take your own towels. You don't have to take them from your room or anything.
They ask you to leave them, but they don't get mad if you don't.
Yeah, I don't know why they care if you leave it. There's a bin that you can leave it, but I've never really been asked to leave it.
Yeah, it just says leave them, I think. Yeah. Or it did when we went to music. The arcade. Fast Forward Arcade. Open from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. That is a long time for an arcade to be open. You just spent the whole day at Magic Kingdom and you want to play Galaga? Great. The arcade is open until midnight.
Yeah.
I
mean, I get it. Like, if we had a late departure and, like, we were waiting for Magical Express, we killed time in there.
There's around 25 games. We kind of brainstormed this. There's around 25 games.
That's a decent amount.
Yeah, there's driving games, first-person shooters, standard arcade games like Pac-Man. I think they have that big Kinect 4 game in there, stuff like that. It definitely has more games than a moderate or deluxe, once again, because...
We're speculating.
I think so, just because the values definitely host a larger crowd.
I feel like it's because those are the decades where arcades were, like, a thing.
That's true. I never thought about that.
I told you this when we talked about it, but okay. Those were, like, when arcades were popular. So there's is, like... We've only ever really been... I guess we went in the Boardwalk, the Contemporary, and the Pop Century. And, like, this one was significantly bigger than the other two we've been in. And, like, both those other two are also, like, bigger resorts. So you would think they might put more money into that. But, like, this was a pretty good-sized arcade.
Like Gabby was saying, we used it to kill time when we stayed there. We didn't even put money in a machine. Our kids were 4 and 5, I think. We just let them run amok in the arcade for a little bit to burn off some steam and kill some time. And they loved it.
This is true.
It was great. Transportation options. The last thing we're going to hit in our Pop Century Roundup. You can travel by bus. It'll take you to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. In my opinion, one should line up for the bus at 7 a.m.
Considering the park opens at 9?
Yes. The buses start coming at 8. 7:30 at the latest.
I feel like the buses come before 8. I don't think we have ever waited in line for an hour.
The first bus is supposed to come at 8.
I feel like they come earlier. Because, like, we're usually, if the park opens at 9, we're usually in by 8:30.
Yeah.
I think you line up at 7, but, like, you're not going to be standing there for an hour. I really don't feel like we stood for an hour.
Not with the boys.
At no point, like, I don't know.
I just remember us standing there at 7 because the food court opens at 7.
Yeah.
And I had to wait and get our drinks and also work on Genie Plus.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, do as you please. 7 o'clock is a pretty, I feel like 7 for the buses is good, but we were usually in line before that for the Skyliner.
Yeah, we, yeah. When it comes to like Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, we always try and be super early risers so we can hit everything we want to at rope drop. So like that's just our way of hitting the parks. Your way can be completely different. You can sleep in, you can do whatever the hell you want. But we are early risers. We like to rope drop so we can get all of our favorite attractions in with no wait. Would you like to talk about the Skyliner?
No.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You can take the Skyliner to Epcot via the Skyliner transfer station or to Hollywood Studios. Like I said, I would say we probably line up like 6:30-ish because I know we're on the Skyliner at 7 when we're supposed to be doing the like Genie Plus stuff.
Yeah.
So like line up, and the line may seem daunting, but they go real fast. And like if you got a stroller, you better have that shit packed away. They will kick you out of line to put your stroller
on. They will.
Like you gotta go in the mornings.
Yep. The way it works is like if you want to go to like Hollywood Studios or Epcot, you have to hit the Epcot or the Caribbean Beach Transfer Station. And while the Skyliner opens, it's supposed to open at 7, but of course they open it like 5 to 10 minutes early.
Yeah, I'd say at most like 10 minutes early.
So we would get on the Skyliner at like 6:57 and we would be halfway between Pop Century and the Transfer Station. So I would be panicking, trying to hit Genie Plus and get us what we needed to get while also making sure that the stroller was packed up and to get us on to the next
line. Yeah, that was tough because, like, you have to take, at least for our stroller, and I assume most strollers, for the double strollers, you have to fold them. And we had to take, like, all of our water bottles out. So, like, I'm trying to carry the stroller and whatever water bottles and corral the kids while Ashley is trying to, like, get our Genie Plus going.
Yeah.
It's like, next time we take the kids, we're not taking a stroller because it is tough on that Skyliner.
It's truly an Olympic sport.
Yeah,
to get everything coordinated the way it should go. I remember just like running from the Pop Century line to the Hollywood Studios line and just like yelling at the kids behind me going, come on, keep up. Their poor little legs. But I mean, we made it every time and they're always so good on vacation with us.
They're at Disney World. Yeah. What more do they want?
Yeah. If you ever have any questions about the Skyliner map, how to go about it, feel free to reach out to us or just Google a Skyliner map. It's a little daunting the first time you get on the Skyliner, but once you've done it once or twice, it's pretty easy to figure out.
There's also like so many cast members that there's signs, but like they will tell you where to go and how to get there if you need to ask.
Yep, absolutely. The only other thing we have to hit on this is that inclement weather will shut the Skyliner down. So just always be in the know of, like, if it's raining, just ask a cast member if the Skyliner is going to be shut down. If that's the case, they'll always run a bus from Pop to either Hollywood Studios or Epcot. There was an instance where we were literally at the front of Epcot and it started pouring, lightning, everything. And the Skyliner is at the back of Epcot. So I just ran into guest services and I was just like, hey, can you confirm the Skyliner is going to be down? You know, we are getting ready to take it back to our resort and, you know, it's torrential downpour. And so they radioed whoever they needed a radio and they confirmed it was closed. So they just directed us towards the buses.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of our overview of Pop Century Resort. What would you rate Pop Century out of 10?
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
It's probably the best I have stayed at. So I don't feel like I can give it a fair rating.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. But it's good. I like the Skyliner option. I like the food. Maybe if we stay somewhere nicer, I'll rate it higher. But for now, Pop Century is a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I'd give it an 8, too. The Skyliner option is top tier for us. We love the Skyliner. Obviously, you're listening to a podcast named after it. Yeah, it's easy going. The rooms are fine. It's just two queen beds. And one of them can fold up if you want it to. Or they're full beds.
I think they're queen.
Are they?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the rooms.
Should we talk about the rooms real fast? I feel like we should.
Yeah, I feel like I told you to add this in. Because you can only... The rooms only fit up to 4 people. And yeah, there's 2 queen beds. I'm assuming they're queen. One of them is a Murphy bed. And like when you have both those beds down, it gets a little crammed in there. But if you keep the first one up and like it's really easy, every time we've stayed and used both beds, we put it up every morning and down at night and it's not that difficult. It's a pretty good sized room when the bed's up.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a standard room. All of the rooms at Pop Century have gone through renovation in the last, like, I don't know, probably 5 years. Hardwood floors, the beds are pretty, I mean, they're just, like, normal beds. There's not really much to say about them. You get a TV, a long dresser, some storage. We always, Gabby mentioned in an episode not too long ago that we move into those rooms. We use all the drawers, we, you know, get all our toiletries out and everything like that, so it's definitely of good use to us. There is a bathtub and a shower. Obviously, there's a toilet, and then there's
I don't think there's a bathtub in all of them. I don't think we... Did we get a bathtub when we went with the boys?
Yeah, we did.
Because when we went with my parents, there was just a shower.
Was it?
Yeah. I wonder if they go based on, like, the age of your kids or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, like, no, we didn't. I know there wasn't a shower when... We went.
Your cat's trying to get in.
But so, yeah, it's a basic. You get a coffee maker,
mini fridge.
Yeah, mini fridge. There's probably a safe in there that we've never used. An iron, blow dryer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably request a microwave. We did that.
You know, you can also request.
Fans.
The rooms only go down to 65, I think.
I don't even feel like it was that. It was like 68 or something.
And Gabrielle prefers her rooms to be an Arctic tundra.
No. What was it, like July when we went?
Yeah, it was.
It was like July and it was a long day and we came back to like a mildly cool room. I was a little peeved about that.
Yeah. But yeah, the rooms are nice. I don't mind them at all. I think the rooms are good for the value. So, yeah, I'd rate it an 8 out of 10, too. You got anything else to say, Gab?
Nope.
Well, thank you guys for joining us again on Skyliner Views. We hope you enjoyed our overview of Pop Century Resort. We highly recommend it. If you have any questions about the resort or any type of stay at Walt Disney World, feel free to shoot us a message on Twitter or Facebook at Skyliner Views. Same on Instagram, too. Don't forget to like and subscribe the podcast. Maybe leave us a review if you're feeling kind.
Only nice reviews, though. We're still young.
Everybody have a good week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.